HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
States should not have any unrealistic and impractical expectations when it comes to coronavirus vaccines, especially with the limited supplies currently, Union Health Minister Harshvardhan said on Wednesday as he reviewed the immunization progress with health ministers of 8 states. The Union government has made it mandatory for vaccine makers in India. At present, the two shots being used widely are both made in India, to keep 50% of their doses for the central supply, while the remaining will be evenly split between private procurers and state governments. Israel's president warned of a civil war between the country's Arabs and Jews on Wednesday as fury and fear over shelling exchanges with Palestinian militants in Gaza ignited violence in Israel's streets. Appeals by religious and political leaders for calm, and police reinforcements and mass arrests, appeared to do little to stem riots in several ethnically mixed towns. Israeli TV showed what it described as near lynchings of Jewish and Arab motorists. The strife was touched off by sometimes violent pro-Palestinian protests by members of the Arab minority incensed at an Israeli air barrage launched on Gaza on Monday after Islamist Hamas-led militants fired salvos of rockets across the border. The European Union's executive on Wednesday called on countries of the bloc to temporarily halt non-essential travel from India to limit the spread of a COVID-19 variant. The European Commission said its proposal followed the World Health Organization's proposal on Monday to reclassify the B.1.617.2 variant of COVID-19 found in India as a variant of concern, raising the alert from a variant of interest. EU countries should apply an emergency brake on non-essential travel from India, it said in a statement. The West Bengal government has asked the National Commission for Scheduled Castes, NCSC, to cancel its visit to the state to inquire into the cases of atrocities against Dalits in the aftermath of post-poll violence, citing the pandemic restrictions and protocol. The commission has, however, decided to go ahead with the visit. While the West Bengal government on Monday told the Kolkata High Court that not a single incident of post-poll violence has been reported in the state after May 8, the NCSC claims it has been receiving letters and complaints of atrocities against Dalits in the state, ever since the assembly elections were announced on May 2. U.S. federal law enforcement agents raided a sprawling temple complex of a politically influential Hindu sect in New Jersey on Tuesday after a lawsuit filed by construction workers alleged they were coerced to come to the country and forced to work long hours for the low pay along with several other shocking violations of labor and immigration laws for years. About 200 workers alleged they were paid less than $1.20 an hour, which was the minimum federal wage way back in 1963, instead of the mandated RS-12/hour, in New Jersey's Robbinsville. They said they were forced to work nearly 13 hours a day, all 7 days a week, lived in crowded temporary shelters at the temple complex, were prevented from leaving the area unaccompanied, and were verbally abused as worms by their employers.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.